On today's episode, I'm going to tell you a story about something interesting that happened in my shower yesterday and how that is a metaphor for life, especially this year. And I sense that this is going to inspire you to make a change in your life as well. And towards the end, I'm going to give out some shout outs. So is your name going to be called out too? Let's do this.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, mysevenchakras.com, the show where we help you calm your mind, relax your nervous system, and experience deep states of bliss. And I sense that many of you are in need of this message that I'm going to share with you today. It will motivate you and inspire you to make a change. You know, especially these days, I'm trying to become more mindful of the activities that I'm pursuing. And I think the fact that I've committed to waking up at 5 a.m. for the next 66 days is really helping me become more present and grounded. So yesterday morning in my washroom at my home on Main Street, Vancouver, Canada, I noticed something that I'd been postponing for weeks now. My bathtub was clogged, and that was making it drain really slowly. And because of that one clog, I would oftentimes find myself standing in the tub, taking a shower with several inches of water, greasy water, lapping around my ankle. And every time I'd tell myself that I need to do something about it, I would feel this sense of overwhelm, and I would postpone it to some other time or find something more important to work on. Because I always assumed that it would take a lot of time, or maybe this is a job for the plumber, or I need to call my landlord, and making all sorts of excuses about why spending time right away was not justified. Does that sound familiar to you? So this morning I said, you know, let me just face this problem head on and let's figure it out. You know, something amazing happens when you just decide to do something, no matter what it takes. So I sat down, opened up my YouTube browser, watched a few videos on how to drain a tub. And then I tested the flow of the water and learned a little hack that one of the videos showed, but it was turning a clothes hanger into a hook, twisting it and turning it, but turning it into a hook and sinking that hook into the drain to pull out the gunk that was clogging the drain. And so I did that. I stuck the hook deep into the drain, and when I slowly pulled it out, I noticed some thick, dirty, mucky hair. And although it was dirty, it felt so relieving to take it out and set it aside. It motivated me to see this progress. Then I took out the plunger and I started pumping the drain. The sounds were so satisfying because the vacuum was literally pulling out all the grime, the dirt, the soap, the shampoo, the hair, and the mess that was clogging my drain for all these weeks. And then in a few more minutes, more gunk came out, more dirt came out, which I then scooped and I flushed away. Then I turned on my faucet and bok, 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 bok. The water was flowing beautifully into the drain, and my drain was not clogged anymore. Now, from start to finish, this project took 7 minutes in total. Just 7 minutes, maybe less. And all this while, I had been making excuses and stories about how long and how arduous this task would be. And I was just postponing it all the time because I didn't want to confront the problem and experience the dissatisfaction of not being able to solve the issue or taking too long, until I decided and took that first step. And that one small experience, that one small win, made a difference to my entire day. And I'll be using the same mindset to solve other problems that I come across in life. How you approach one thing is how you approach everything, right? You know, Tony Robbins, one of my favorite motivational speakers, says, it is in your moments of decision that your life is shaped, which is so profound, right? It is in your moments of decision that your life is shaped. Let me ask you this. What decision are you delaying or procrastinating or postponing right now? What needs to get done in your life? Each of us has our own version of that clogged up drain that is making our life a bit uncomfortable. But quite often, we're so used to this new normal that we don't even realize it. We feel so overwhelmed with this issue that we just avoid it because we feel it's too hard. It'll take too long. Or what if we do it and it doesn't work out? Why bother, right? But like I found out, sometimes you might just be one step away, and that one step will help you take the second, then the third, then the fourth. And ultimately, just like me, you will enjoy the gratification of pulling out the dirt, the grime, the soil, the muck, the shampoo, the soap, and all of that stuff that was clogging up your mental space, your emotional space, your physical space, your spiritual space, and you'll enjoy the free-flowing water of life. So Tony Robbins also says that the state that you're in at any given moment determines your perception of reality, and thus your decision and your behavior. In other words, your behavior is not the result of your ability, but of the state that you're in at this moment. The problem in my bathroom was still the same, but somehow, because I primed myself in the morning with my breath work, with my exercise, with my journaling, and my book reading, I was way more present and centered to approach and solve the issue. I showed up with a different consciousness. And I think that's why all these practices are so powerful, because they help you shift and change your state. So if you haven't attended, so do whatever you need to shift your state. And if you haven't attended any of our breathwork sessions yet, then I encourage you to try it out. I'm setting aside 5 one-on-one breathwork sessions this week for people who'd like to partake in a customized breathwork awakening session with me, AJ. So these sessions are by donation on a sliding scale. So pay whatever you feel comfortable and you can afford, but just think about how you can approach your challenges after shifting your state through a powerful private breathwork session with me on Zoom. Just reach out and let's set something up. Don't hesitate, because I'm just one email away. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. aj@my7chakras.com. And if you want to try out something free, if you want a short meditation, just to feel how it feels, right? Then check out my 4-step protocol, the episode that I shared last week. I know it's 4 steps, but just take my word for it. And do all the steps, 1 through 4, and you will feel so relaxed that you will thank me for it. I promise. But just do it. And listen to this voice note that Marissa S. sent us about this episode.
Good afternoon. I just wanted to thank you for these steps and doing this self-care. I'm going to stretch out these steps throughout the day. This evening, I'm going to rub down again with some coconut oil and have some hot tea and take a warm shower. I've started out this way for the day to clear my headspace, and I am ready to move on and love myself throughout the day. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks a lot for reaching out, Marissa. I really appreciate you recording this wonderful voice note, and it's amazing that you enjoyed this self-care protocol. By the way, you can now leave voice notes on my website, My Seven Chakras. How cool is that? Just visit my7chakras.com and click the blue microphone icon on the bottom right. And once you click that, you can actually record your voice note. I will answer your question if you have any questions, or if you have any comments, observations, or something that you'd like to share, I will share your voice note with our global community. Here's what Randy said. AJ, thank you so much for that breath work. I feel amazing. I'm also doing your 4-step self-care breathwork protocol from podcast Jan 20th over the weekend with a friend for my birthday. How awesome is that? If you do this 4-step protocol, especially on your birthday, and you nourish it up a bit, some special oils, some turmeric milk, do some nice breath work, hang out with your friend, you're going to have the time of your life, because especially in that high emotional state, you're going to remember that special birthday years from now. And here's what Ann Cook said about that episode. I want to thank you, AJ, for creating this 4-step self-care breathwork protocol after listening to this podcast episode with Salila on Ayurvedic rituals. I purchased a Vata soothing massage oil to start practicing Abhyanga, which is the oil massage. And this 4-step self-care that you created is well thought out and really wonderful. I'm going to make it a part of my routine. Thank you. So guys and gals, I'm not joking. You got to try this practice out, and I'll link it in the show notes below. But do the 4 steps and reach out to me to let me know how it went. And finally, here's how you can support our show. If you feel that we're doing a decent job, and if you consider yourself part of Action Tribe, hit the subscribe button on your iPhone and give us an iTunes rating and review. You see, reviews make a huge difference, because they tell iTunes and they tell Spotify that you, my friend, are enjoying this show. And that's how we can spread our word and get in front of new listeners. Right now, 82% of you are subscribed to our show, but 18% are either new to our show or don't know about the subscribe button. And our goal is to get to that golden 90% subscription level, which will be huge, but I know we can get there. So if you just smash that subscribe button on your iPhone or hit the follow button on Spotify and give us an iTunes rating and review, an honest review, whatever you feel about the show, your experience, your thought, how you felt after, right? You can just get creative about it. But if you write us a review, it is going to make our day, and I will give you a shout out in a future episode and announce your message to listeners in over 150 countries. And by the way, if you're a Reiki healer or if you have a holistic company, you can add your company name also, and I'll give you a shout out, your name and your company. Isn't that awesome? And don't forget to join our Facebook group, because that is the official podcast group where you can connect with me and over 4,000 other members in our community. It's a lot of fun. Link is in the show notes. So that is all from my end. I hope you enjoyed today's story. And if you have any comments, reach out to me. I hope you have a great day, and we talk soon.
Thank you for listening to My 7 Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.